Live Updates Democratic National Convention Night 2. By Tony Lee on August 18, 2020. The second night of the four-night virtual Democratic National Convention will feature Jill Biden, former Presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Tuesday evening's theme is Leadership Matters. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 11:20 p.m. 10:55 p.m., Jill Biden now speaking from her former Delaware HS classroom where she taught English. She says this quiet is heavy. You can hear the anxiety that echoes down empty hallways and there is no scent of freshly waxed floors or books. She says she hears the frustration of parents juggling work while educating their children or concerned that their kids will get sick. She talks about the indescribable sorrow of COVID patients dying alone. Jill Biden says motherhood came to her in a way she never expected when she fell in love with a man and two little boys. She said she never thought she would be asking herself how to make a broken family whole at the age of 26. Jill Biden talks about how love holds the family together and how it gives you refuge in a home. She says you make a broken family whole the same way you make a nation whole. With small acts of kindness, bravery, unwavering faith. She talks about showing up for one another in small ways and big. Jill Biden says Joe Biden is fighting for the soul of America that beats with kindness. She says after Beau died of cancer, she wondered if she would ever smile or feel warmth again. She says he watched Joe steal himself in the mirror and walk out into a world empty of their son, and that's just who he is. She says she always understood why Joe did it. She says Joe's faith is in you and us. Jill Biden says the burdens we carry are heavy and we need someone with strong shoulders. She says she knows if we entrust this nation to Joe, he will do for your family what he did for us, bring us together and make us whole, and keep the promise of America for all of us. Joe Biden then enters the room and hugs his wife. He says she has a spine like a ramrod. We see people in squares clapping like at the NBA games inside the Orlando bubble. 10:47 p.m. Now a video of Jill Biden jogging comes up as the Bidens talk about their courtship. Biden says Jill put him back together after the death of his first wife and daughter. Jill talks about punching a bully in the face as a kid. Ashley Biden says they had conflicts when she was a teenager and her mom dealt with it by taking up running marathons. Video, as expected, heavy on Jill Biden's history of teaching. Joe Biden says teaching is not what Jill does, it's who she is because she cares about other people. Hunter Biden makes a cameo. 10:45 p.m., Cindy McCain now narrates the video about the Biden-MC Kane friendship. McCain's thumbs-down moment featured after a segment in which Biden's willingness to always work with establishment Republican senators is highlighted. 10:41 p.m., Colin Powell says the values he learned growing up in the South Bronx were the same values Biden's parents instilled in him in Scranton. Powell says Biden will be a president we will all be proud to salute. He says if Biden is president, we will never doubt that Biden will stand with our allies and against our enemies, and not the other way around. 10:35 p.m., John Kerry says the Obama administration stopped Ebola while Trump bankrupted the economy he inherited. He rips Trump for not defending the country and troops even after he found out about Russian bounties. Kerry says Trump only knows how to defend himself and the troops need a president who will stand up for them like Biden. Kerry says Biden knows you can't spread democracy around the world if you don't practice it at home. He says the only thing exceptional about Trump's incoherent foreign policy is that it has made us more isolated than ever before. DNC video hypes Biden's personal diplomacy that will save American lives. Various foreign policy officials rip Trump as someone who loves dictators and has endangered America and failed the troops. They say Trump doesn't care about facts while Biden cares about the safety and welfare of the troops. Biden's establishment thinking on foreign policy and trade is what helped get Trump elected. 10:30 p.m., progressive healthcare activist Audie Barkin, who has ALS, is now featured in a video. Barkin says millions don't have good health insurance in a pandemic while essential workers are treated as dispensable. He says everyone living in America should get the health care they need regardless of employment status. He says Trump is trying to take away the health insurance of millions of Americans. He says everyone has a profound obligation to act and make sure their friends and neighbors vote for Biden and put on Biden's desk a bill that guarantees everyone health care. He says everyone must vote this year because our lives depend on it. 10:21 p.m. The program now turns to healthcare. DNC video discusses how having healthcare saved his voice and highlights Biden's various tragedies. Narrator says Biden knows what affordable healthcare means to American families because of what it meant to his and casts Trump as someone who wants to take healthcare away from Americans. Biden is now having a virtual conversation with various Americans who have battled serious medical issues or whose conditions got worse because they couldn't see doctors because they lack health care. They are telling Biden how Obamacare helped them in various ways. Biden says he is going to protect them like he would his own family. 10:20 p.m., going heavy on the Amtrak theme at a train station. Delaware Governor John Carney and Senator Thomas Carper cast the votes to secure Biden the nomination. Biden thanks everyone from the bottom of his heart. I'll see you on Thursday. 10:10 p.m., Jamie Harrison, who is running to defeat Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, is featured as he casts the Palmetto State's votes for Biden. In El Paso, Representative Veronica Escobar, referencing the El Paso shooting, says they are choosing love in the face of hate before casting the Lone Star State's votes for Biden. 10:02 p.m., virtual roll call still going until Delaware can give Biden the delegates he needs to secure the nomination. 9:45 p.m., virtual roll call now begins. 9:42 p.m., the famous NEAT security guard Jacqueline Brittany says she knew Biden cared about her when they met and she says she is proud to nominate her friend Joe Biden for president. Senator Chris Coons, DITA, says Biden knows the pain of loss and the worries of working parents. Coons seconds the nomination. Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester, DITA, says children are learning about pain and grief but also learning about a man named Joe Biden who is restoring decency and democracy. 9:40 p.m., UCK Now Up, speaking in front of American flags, speaks about a movement working to establish guaranteed health care and labor rights for all people in the United States. She lauds Sanders for leading a movement that sought to repair the wounds of racial injustice, colonization, misogyny, and homophobia. She speaks about rebuilding reimagined systems of immigration and foreign policy that turns away from the xenophobia of the past. She says she seconds the nomination of Sanders on behalf of all people facing crises of mass eviction, unemployment. 9:38 p.m., UCK and Bob King speak for Sanders as they nominate him. King, a labor leader and activist, says Sanders has led the fight to allow workers to unionize and collectively bargain to confront large corporations that have far too much control of the country's economy. He says Sanders also believes in building up the country's crumbling infrastructure with good-paying union jobs. 9:35 p.m., Tom Perez now doing a virtual roll call from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 9:30 p.m., Bill Clinton rips Trump for his COVID-19 outbreak response. He says Trump said it would go away and ignored expert advice. He said he only encouraged people to wear masks when it exploded in more states. Bill Clinton says it didn't have to be this way and COVID hit us a lot harder because of Trump's incompetence. Clinton says we are leading the world in having its unemployment rate triple. He says the Oval Office is a storm center of chaos instead of a command center and the buck never stops there. He says voters have to decide whether they want to renew the contract of someone who just watches TV every day and zaps people on social media. Clinton says a president actually has to go to work to defeat COVID. He says Biden will ensure that Latinos, blacks, and immigrants left behind will be full participants in the economy. He builds up Biden as the right person to get the country's economy back on track. He says Biden won't just put his signature on a check and try to fool you into thinking it came from him. Clinton says it's Trump's us versus them America versus Joe Biden's America where we all work together. You know what Donald Trump will do with four more years, blame, bully, and belittle, Clinton says. And you know what Joe Biden will do, build back better. 9:28 p.m., Rosalynn Carter talks about Biden's familiarity with caregiving and knows it's hard even on good days. Jimmy Carter says Biden was his most effective supporter in the Senate when he ran for president in 1976. He says Biden is the right person for this moment in our nation's history because he understands dignity. 9:25 p.m., Caroline Kennedy and her son talk about needing a leader who thinks America's best days are yet to come. Caroline says Biden shared his uncle's commitment to women's rights and civil rights. She says she helped the Obama team pick Biden as VP and saw Biden in action while she was ambassador to Japan. 9:21 p.m., Schumer, with a Statue of Liberty in the background, mocks Trump for hiding a bunker and demeaning everything the Statue of Liberty represents. Schumer says presidents should never say it is what it is. He cites Lincoln, FDR. America, Donald Trump has quit on you, Schumer says. He says Biden will never, ever quit on America. Schumer says Biden will be a great president but he can't do it alone and Democrats must take back the Senate. Schumer says if Democrats take back Congress, bold change will come. Schumer talks about restoring a Supreme Court that looks out for people and not corporations. He says they will save the post office and defeat COVID. He also says Dems will back immigration reform. 9:17 p.m., Yates, from her hometown in Atlanta, says democracy is at stake in this election. She says she was fired for refusing to defend Trump's shameful and unlawful Muslim travel ban. She says that was the start of Trump's assault on public servants. She says public servants took an oath to defend the Constitution and not one person. She says Trump has tried to weaponize the Justice Department by attacking his enemies and protect his friends. Yates says Trump fawns over Putin and is even trying to sabotage our postal service. She mentions Trump's constant attacks on the FBI and says it is purposeful to remove all checks on him. She says Trump treats our country like his family business, this time bankrupting the country's moral authority at home and abroad. Yates says Biden has never backed down from a bully and respects our laws and the privilege of public service. She says we need a president who will restore the soul of America. 9:15 p.m., actress Tracee Ellis Ross is tonight's moderator and says tonight is all about leadership, steady, inclusive leadership. She says Harris's nomination is historic for anyone who believes in we the people. First up will be Sally Yates, who is heralded for refusing to defend an unconstitutional travel ban. 9:12 p.m., Stacey Abrams gets a bit more time and is featured at the end. She says Trump represents the face of cowardice who is trying to undermine elections to keep his job. 9:05 p.m., 17 rising stars are now giving a joint keynote address. They are going over Biden's working-class biography and various policy issues. They are hammering Trump for suing to take health care away from millions and trying to get rid of the protections for pre-existing conditions. Speakers include Stacey Abrams, Tennessee State Senator Ramesh Akbari, Reps. Brandon Boyle, DPA, and Colin Allred, DTX, NV State Senator Ivana Cancel A, former O State Rep. Kathleen Clyde, Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Nikki Fried, Long Beach, California, Mayor Robert Garcia, Pennsylvania State Rep. Malcolm Kenyatta, South Carolina State Senator Marlon Kimpson, Representative Connor Lamb, DPA, ME State Rep. Mari Manoogian, Texas State Rep. Victoria Neve, Georgia State Rep. Sam Park, New Hampshire State Representative Danny Ruprecht, Birmingham, Alabama, Mayor Randall Woodfin. What a contrast from the keynote addresses that were featured right before this joint address. 9 p.m., the second day of the DNC kicks off with the Pledge of Allegiance. Memorable Dem. Keynotes featured Daniel Inouye, Barbara Jordan, Mario Cuomo, and Richards, Barack Obama, Julian Castro. 8:50 p.m., Jill Biden reportedly will not mention Trump in her speech. 8:35 p.m., progressives wondering why the DNC is featuring so many establishment Republicans. 8:30 p.m., 8:10 p.m., other speakers tonight will include former Secretary of State John Kerry, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates, and Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester, DITA. Fail Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams will join 16 other rising stars like Reps. Brandon Boyle, DPA, and Colin Allred, DTX, to deliver a joint keynote address. Dash. Retired General and former Secretary of State Colin Powell expected to endorse Biden later tonight. DNC will highlight McCain-Biden friendship. Bill Clinton excerpt. Some on the left want Al Gore to speak. Barack Obama on Joe Biden. Michelle Obama on Jill Biden.